In the heart of what was once the rugged, unyielding Republic of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott stands exposed as a willing participant in the quiet handover of the Lone Star State.
As long as I'm governor of this great state, Texas will be a land for the Indian community, a land for
Abbott's recent directive freezing new H-1B petitions for state agencies and universities now rings hollow.
Governor Abbott made the announcement directing all public universities and state agencies to freeze new H-1B visa applications. Governor Abbott was on the Mark Davis radio show talking about his plan.
What job is it in our public schools in the state of Texas that these H-1B visas personnel are fulfilling that we can't fulfill here in our own public schools? I mean, those are exactly the types of questions that we're looking at.
A superficial gesture after years of courting the very demographic overhaul now transforming Texas suburbs into Little India.
Now, I wanted to come to this area because, as you guys can see behind me, this is a residential area, and you have this very large, very intricate temple that is in this location where you quite frankly would not expect it. And one of the first things I saw when we got here was a huge pile of shoes outside because you cannot wear shoes inside the temple. So you have a lot of people that are walking around this area barefoot. And I actually went inside myself because I wanted to go check it out. And when you get inside, you see people worshiping multiple deities. And the one that did stick out to me was the area where people were going to pray for blessings of health and also for work visas. Now we're in Frisco, Texas, and going back to that changing demographic, back in 2010, you had about 10% Asian or Indian population in this area. That has since surged to over 30%. And on top of that, Texans telling me as well that some of these school districts now primarily are made up of demographically Asian students. So this is one of the ways that the culture is changing up here. You have multiple Hindu temples all over the DFW area.
Multiple H-1B linked companies registered to single addresses have funneled donations to Frisco, Texas's first Indian mayor.
Take a look at this room of full of concerned citizens. They want you to answer questions about why some of the mayor's biggest donors are Indians that don't live in Frisco. Is it because the mayor's real estate business, or is he being bought out to ignore an Indian takeover? Why are people with multiple H-1B companies registered to one address donating to Frisco's first Indian mayor? We know Fortune 100 companies are employing foreigners on H-1B visas, but why are Indians in Frisco opening up their own businesses tied to H-1B? It's not a coincidence that Frisco's Indian population exploded 4,510% and there's potential visa fraud here.
The H-1B program landed in Texas with the 1990 Immigration Act, sold as a narrow fix for specialized skill shortages. What followed was a flood, especially from India, turning tech corridors and booming suburbs into outposts of chain migration and wage arbitrage.
I came here on H-1B 2004. Everybody was Americans. But the fast forward, now you don't see any Americans.
Where are you from?
Hyderabad.
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 I'm from India.
I'm from India.
Where in India? Hyderabad?
Why do you think Frisco became such a big hub for Indians?
They have their own community here. Okay.
No, it's not like that.
Not like that here in Frisco?
No.
Motherland India or Texas, USA?
Oh, obviously Motherland India.
Obviously Motherland India.
Hyderabad, of course.
Really? Did you come here on H-1B?
Yeah. I'm on H-1B.
H-1B?
Yeah.
You're H-1B?
Yeah.
Working here at 7? 11?
Yeah.
We need more or less H-1B people here?
We need a lot less. I have two master's degrees. I was making over $100,000 a year. They said, you're too expensive. We're going to hire Indians.
You know, in looking into some of these companies, I think there may be more than meets the eye. Why not check in and see what we find? This one is Tech Bits. On the LCA, we've got two 2025 workers on site. I don't think anyone is here at Tech Bits.
This is colonization. This isn't immigration. The Indian loyalty remains overseas. Cultural enclaves form parallel economies, and American families get priced out or pushed aside. This isn't stewardship. It's selling Texas out. While private sector H-1B abuse rolls on unchecked, the governor's cozy relationship with the Indian community betrays the very people who built Texas. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I know you're the big health guy. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon, and we're going to have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome.
I was talking to someone very close to Elon Musk, and this is in the first Trump administration. And they said, no, they're really going to launch the Mars mission from the dark side of the moon. So it can't be looked at by a lot of our enemies, but also it's a better launch point. And also it's protecting the craft facilities from solar radiation. And they've already got 3D printers up there. They've already got a base up there with the secret space program. And that when Trump wins re-election, they're going to announce it and do it. You notice Musk suddenly said, now we're not launching from the Earth. We're launching from the dark side of the moon. A month ago.
Exactly. Well, that's 6-7 years ahead. That's the kind of intel. This is part of the problem, which is we're getting the intel much, much later. And there's this gap in time. So we talk about things like the release of the UFO file. This is scheduled.
8 brilliant minds, each one inching closer to unlocking zero-point energy, plasma fusion that could render fossil fuels obsolete, or the anti-gravity secrets allegedly reverse-engineered from crashed non-human craft, have met mysterious ends or vanished without a trace. Their deaths and disappearances clustering in recent months amid rising whispers of massive revelations.
I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this, if they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up, you'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to. But, you know, it's never going to get, unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up. And the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
This is why Congress is working hard for whistleblower protections, because we want people to feel safe to come out and have a conversation. And right now they don't feel overly safe. They've seen some of the tactics and techniques that were applied to try to keep people quiet in the past. Let me say this in general terms. People say, oh, well, the government would never kill anybody to protect a secret. Try going to Area 51 and look at the signs on that chain link fence where it says lethal force authorized. You cross that fence and they can kill you dead. Okay? So the government can, under certain extreme cases, under certain extreme situations and conditions, they can do whatever they need to do to protect national security, and they will.
But I was standing behind an alien in a spacecraft, just a small one. Could I ask you a question? And he said, okay. And I said, how do you get from here to Alpha Centauri? We can't do that. The only thing that we think about is I have to go really fast for a really long time. Can you use what information I have in my head and try to explain it to me? And he said, well, do you know what a Rubik's Cube is? And I said, oh, yeah, my son can do them in 2 minutes. He says, okay, so imagine a Rubik's Cube, but not necessarily just the six sides. Just imagine the concept of a Rubik's Cube. And I said, okay. Now imagine on each one of the tiles on the Rubik's Cube has a chart of the elements. And he says, so what you do to get to Alpha Centauri is you just twist the cube. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I told you wouldn't understand. And he said, when the periodic table occurs in a different place, you're at that place. And that's just a very crude explanation. But you have to stop thinking about go that way for a long time, very fast.
Describe the very first time you were teleported.
It was scary in a way. I mean, you don't really know, okay, is this evil? Is this good? What is this? What do I do with this? How do I deal with it? I was on the phone. Oh my God, what's happening? And I was landed. And landed about 40 miles away in a ditch outside of a Baptist church in a little tiny town just where you cross over the border. And it was an incredibly frightening moment.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
So what Grush has told me, this is what blew my mind, and what he said that happened with Trump, he said that the Nordic aliens are like a few hundred years more advanced than we are. But the Nordic people somewhat resemble humans, and they have been experimenting with crossbreeding with humans. And he says some of them that there are aliens that are crossbreeds living in the world.
I mean, I had someone come and brief me who was in a military uniform, worked for the United States Army, that was briefing me on the locations of hybrid breeding programs where captured aliens were breeding with humans to create some hybrid race that could engage in intergalactic communication. An actual uniformed member of the United States Army briefed me on that.
The fallen include MIT plasma physicist Nuno Lorero, gunned down while on the cusp of limitless clean fusion power, Caltech astrophysicist Carl Grillmare, shot dead on his front porch after work, hinting at exoplanet life detection that overlapped with UAP sensor tech. Novartis chemical biologist Jason Thomas, found dead near a lake with DOD contracts. Retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCasland, a Podesta emailed UFO insider with knowledge of crash retrievals and directed energy systems, who vanished on a New Mexico hike.
My name is Susan Wilkerson. My husband is missing.
Okay.
It's been about 3 hours, and I have some indication that he must have planned not to be found. He's left his phone. He changed his clothes into I don't know what. I think he's on foot. All of our cars and bicycles are in the garage.
General McCasland's disappearance, what do you make of it?
Well, it's suspect, of course. I know a lot of folks are pointing at the UFO things because him being at Wright-Patterson over some top secret stuff is involved in some of the nuclear stuff, too. I know his wife said he didn't have anything to do with any UFO research, but generally those folks don't talk about it when they do that. They're at a pretty high level of security.
Melissa Casillas, who was believed to have security clearance for sensitive information at Los Alamos, vanished without a trace. Monica Reza and another unnamed associate who disappeared under eerily similar circumstances. NASA scientist Frank Maywald. The cause of death has never been made public, and officials confirmed that an autopsy was never performed. Maywald had been a prominent researcher at the space agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory since 1999 and worked on multiple projects tied to advanced satellite technology that could scan Earth and other planets. and Anthony Chavez, a former employee at Los Alamos, until his retirement in 2017, vanished without a trace on May 4th, 2025, just 7 weeks before a key assistant at the same lab disappeared, bringing the total number of unexplained incidents to at least 8 since July 2024. As Congressman Tim Burchett and independent voices raise alarms over this body count, merely ask yourself, who profits from keeping humanity chained to oil barons and petroleum pipelines while the stars beckon with free energy from the vacuum itself? The pattern is too precise, the timing is too convenient, and the stakes? The deep state doesn't just hide the truth, it makes it disappear. John Baum reporting for InfoWars.
I know you're the big help.
The fertilizer pharma shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, you're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year, they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war. Financially, they were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices. And India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
Welcome to the show, guys. Sorry it took a little bit longer than normal to get started. I'm Rex Jones, the host of the American Journal. Really excited to be here with you during your morning, whatever you're doing, drinking your coffee, walking your dog, going to the gym, going to work. I'm here to round out the news for you and to talk about real things, real people. So we're going to be taking calls here in the third hour, and hopefully I'll be having a guest on as well. Really looking forward to that, but I want to go ahead and get into what's been going on. So we were told to be white-pilled, and I attempted to do the white pill, as I always do, and I'm going to attempt to do that here as well. And there is some positive stuff coming out this morning that you are going to want to hear about. But the topic of the day, the topic of yesterday as well, were the attacks, the ongoing attacks on Lebanon. So the peace deal or the peace talks between America and Iran do not include Israel at the current moment. I just saw a statement from the Pakistanis saying that they're going to include this in the talks when they're upcoming, the ones that are about to happen, and they hope to resolve the Lebanon situation. But we're going to have to see how that plays out. I want to go ahead and go to this article here. Iran demands crypto fees for ships passing Hormuz during ceasefire. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you right now. Iran will demand that shipping companies pay tolls in cryptocurrencies for oil tankers passing through the Strait of Hormuz as it seeks to retain control over passage through the key waterway during the two-week ceasefire. Hamid Hosseini, a spokesperson for Iran's Oil, Gas, and Petrochemical Products Exporters Union, told the FT on Wednesday that Iran wanted to collect tolling fees from any tanker passing and to assess each ship. They go on to say that we need to monitor it, make sure they're not used for transferring weapons. Things can pass through, but the procedure will take time for each vessel, and Iran is not in a rush. Decisions on the conditions for passing the strait are taken by Iran's Supreme National Security Council. Hosseini's remarks suggest Iran will require any tankers to use the northerly route close to its coastline, raising questions on whether the Western or Gulf state-linked vessels will be willing to risk the transit. So they say, here's what they're saying. They're saying the fee is $1 per barrel of oil. They're saying just pay us this fee. We're going to be like Egypt. We're going to be like Panama to use the Suez, to use the Panama Canal. You have to pay them a fee. You're going to have to pay us a fee as well. Of course, we're outraged by this because we want them to be broke and destitute. And that's how you can tell also that we've really lost the war as well, the lifting of the sanctions and all that, just even being a part of the talks. Like, we've been fighting these people, at least economically, and this is where there is some truth to when Trump says, we've been fighting them for 47 years. It is kind of true because we've been waging economic warfare on these people for basically half of an entire century. But what they want to do, not only do they want to charge this fee on boats going through, they want to charge it in crypto. I'm going to go ahead and read this part of the article. Once the email arrives and Iran completes its assessment, vessels are given a few seconds to pay in Bitcoin. Oh, isn't that interesting? Ensuring they can't be traced or confiscated due to sanctions. Hosseini added, tankers in the Gulf on Wednesday received a radio broadcast that warned they'd be targeted with military strikes unless they first gained approval from the Iranian authorities. If any vessels try to transit without permission, they will be destroyed. That's what it says. And you can look at the evidence, you can look at the tankers that were already blown up, look at infrastructure targeted, all of it. They're telling the truth about that. So when we claim total military victory, when we claim all the objectives have been achieved, I thought opening the strait was one of those objectives. And you saw all these people come out like lemmings yesterday and the day before, trash my dad, trash everyone for real and conservative, and just like talk radio, talk show, like real media, just anybody that does an actual broadcast program where they talk about real issues and they analyze this and realize just on its face, it's evil and retarded and wrong. Now, all the people had to be attacked. because, you know, Trump figured out the magic peace deal and the war was worth it because of it. Everything that's going to go down in the peace deal or the ceasefire deal, God willing, we really want this to happen. Okay, like everybody's praying for this to work out. Everything in that peace deal is stuff that Iran wanted. Okay, it's not American demands. They're going to enrich uranium. They're going to tax the Strait of Hormuz. They're not going to have regime change. They're going to have the mullahs in there. They're going to remain in power. Like every single goal of this war has been a complete and abject failure, with the exception of the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. Now, they've lost a lot of people. They lost a lot of tanks. They've lost a lot of credibility around the world. I mean, it's just evil terrorism. You know, like they're moving in, there's literally Nazi stuff. Like, you want to talk about the Nazis, and this is just another whole matter entirely. Like, these people, like, we just got to call them what they are. I know that's overused. And when I call someone a Nazi, you might say, like, ah, oh, the left. I'm not being a leftist, okay? Like, they're literally Waffen SS going and like conquering Poland and like just like killing people everywhere. The Untermenschen, the less superior people or whatever, not the chosen people, are just going to kill them all because they have the right to take their land as part of the project. I'm going to read this Trump tweet, and it's another deranged rant from the president. This is from yesterday. All U.S. ships, aircraft, and military personnel with additional ammunition, weaponry, and anything else that is appropriate and necessary for the lethal prosecution and destruction of an already substantially degraded enemy. Are they substantially degraded? Is that true? I don't think so. Will remain in place and around Iran until such time as a real agreement is reached, is fully complied with. If for any reason it is not, which is highly unlikely, then the shooting starts. Bigger and better and stronger than anyone has ever seen before. It was agreed a long time ago. What? And despite all the fake rhetoric to the contrary, no nuclear weapons and the Strait of Hormuz. They never wanted. I just get it off the screen. It's just him talking about conquest, him talking about America is back. They never wanted a nuclear weapon. We're pushing them to make one. That's what all this is about. That's why we killed the Supreme Leader. It's all been a goal to make it so there's an excuse for Israel to nuke them. Okay? And they seem to be not taking the bait. But they have the right to enrich uranium for civilian purposes. And when Witkoff came out and said, oh, we're very close to a deal, 3.5%. Oh, we think it's going to work out. That was all last year. That all got memory hold. Okay, with the 12-day war and all of it, the order came down from Bibi Netanyahu, and it's not even to protect them. It's just as an excuse, all right, to keep them down. He goes, look, you can't enrich any uranium. So that's what this is all about. The underground missile cities are still operational. The underground drone factories are still operational. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. The pool is still closed, as they say. And I'll just let you know right now, this is going to continue on for much longer, and even though we want the ceasefire to go through and want everything to work out, the so-called peace deal, is between us, the Americans, and the Iranians. It doesn't, at the current moment, seem to include the Israelis. I've got a lot more on that and more coming up after this break. Really appreciate you guys. Traffic was hellish this morning. It was a nightmare being in the car, but I'm so happy to be here in the studio for y'all. We'll be right back after this break. I love you all on the American Journal.
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
To be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
A little bit low energy, a little bit like Jeb Bush, channeling Jeb Bush. We don't want to channel Jeb Bush here on the show. So I've got a little goodie here, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and take this ultra methylene blue from the alexjonesstore.com. I'm going to go ahead and give myself a nice, fat, good dose here. See, right over here. Go ahead and administer the elixir, the sand worm juice from Dune. And each drop is about a milligram, folks. We're going to do about 15 milligrams this morning. I usually do about 5 to 10. I'm going to use a little bit more than usual this time. There we go. Let me go ahead and get that in there. Oh, you know what? You know, let's just do a little more. Just going to do a little bit more today. Like 20 milligrams. All right. That's not medical advice, by the way. All right, I'm going to go ahead and swish it around here a little bit. And then I'm going to take a power swig. I can feel the redox activity, the mitochondrial function, all of it.
So incredible. Tastes amazing. Really good combination with the White Monster as well. We really love Methylene Blue here at the Alex Jones Network, at the InfoWars office here. Everybody loves it. I love it. It's why it's got an 80%+ reorder rate. Everyone loves their Methylene Blue. But getting back into the news for y'all, I want to go ahead and pull up this Trump tweet. Let's show Trump tweet 4-8. Let's show Trump tweet 4-8. I'm going to go ahead and get into this now. So the United States will work closely with Iran, which we have determined has gone through what will be a very productive regime change. Oh, and we watch him on video, and we played the clips numerous times. I know my dad has. It's one of the more frequent themes of the show nowadays. Oh, what he's been talking about, this war. There will be no enrichment of uranium, and the United States will be working with Iran to dig up and remove all the deeply buried B-2 bombers. Okay, so I guess he's saying, he's not saying we're going to retrieve planes or anything. He's saying because of the B-2 bombers, the nuclear dust at Isfahan is buried under the rubble, and we're going to go in there and help them remove it. It is now and has always been under very exacting satellite surveillance. Space Force. Nothing has been touched from the date of the attack. We are and will be talking tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Many of the 15 points have already been agreed to. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Now, let's talk about the bone of contention here, because what I have next is the statement from the Pakistanis. And this is what the Pakistanis have to say. With the greatest, and this is their foreign minister, with the greatest humility, I am pleased to announce that the Islamic Republic of Iran and the U.S. of A., along with their allies, have agreed to an immediate ceasefire everywhere, including Lebanon. Okay, that's very, very important, including Lebanon. Now, we've played the clips. We've shown you the videos, did it all day yesterday. They have just been carpet bombing that place, doing uncontrolled demolition, blowing up entire city blocks of various towns. A million plus people displaced, thousands wounded, hundreds killed. The carnage continues. And as long as the kill count isn't in like the high 10,000s, like as long as it's under 100,000, like I guess just stuff is okay for people to be like, oh, well, you don't care about the Christians in Sudan. Like, oh, okay, okay. Here, just go back to me for a second. We'll play that clip because that's a powerful clip. I'm glad y'all have it up. But you know what I was watching on stream last night? I was watching the debate that Misfit Patriot did with Harrison on the Alex Stein show. And the first thing he immediately does, just like the quartering, of course, he's like, oh, who is Netanyahu? I don't even know who Netanyahu is. I don't know anything about the Israeli government, but you talk about politics all day. Not to belabor the point, but Harrison's making a point about how he doesn't like it when civilians die. He doesn't want us to pay for it, and he feels like we're responsible for it if we're paying for it. And the Misfit Patriot guy goes, what about Sudan? What about Sudan? What about Nigeria? You don't talk about it there. Well, okay, let's talk about it there. Let's have a little discussion about it. You know who's doing that? The UAE, Saudi Arabia. You know where they get their military tech from? They're trading from us. So it's another thing, just like the stuff we're involved in right now, that we shouldn't be involved in, helping the Israelis genocide the Palestinians and helping the Israelis murk the Iranians, or fail to murk the Iranians. You know? Like, do you not see how that doesn't work? But these are human beings. These are people. Let's go ahead and show that video of the woman in her car. Oh, we got it there. He's taking a big drinky. Uh-oh. You know, that bottle was pretty much full when the show started, and by the end, it was half empty. He's a magician. He made the liquor disappear. Very, very interesting. And the thing is, it's just like he was completely out of his depth. I compared it to, you know, aliens coming down and meeting primitive man, kind of like a 2001 Space Odyssey or something. And Harrison's kind of the pillar, you know, and Misfit Patriot's kind of one of the monkeys hopping around the pillar. That's kind of the IQ difference there. And all these people that promote this war, they'll admit to you when you talk to them, and I've had these conversations now, they just don't know what they're talking about, but they're proud of that ignorance. And as I just showed you right there, the ceasefire that everyone's been bragging about, everyone's been saying, oh, it's so incredible, it's so amazing. We're saying it's incredible and amazing if it goes through. But guess what? You guys are in support of it failing because you continue to back the Israelis and you continue to show support for them. And that's what makes them emboldened to do stuff like this. All right, go ahead and play the clip from the beginning. Oh, Virgin Mary, I beg you.
Where are you going, Jesus? I beg you, Jesus, have mercy. I beg you. This is a woman praying in her car for radio listeners. Massive explosions going off in front of her. Oh, Virgin Mary, have mercy. Mom, be patient. Come on. The missiles are passing over our heads. Calm down. Calm down. Take it easy. Take a drink. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, these are Christians. These are Christians. And it shouldn't matter, by the way. I don't care if they're atheist. I don't care if they're Muslim. I don't care if they're Satanists. Okay, I don't care. Like, they're people. They're human beings. They're created in the image of God. They don't deserve to be bombed or killed. But we're told all the time about the Judeo-Christian values, and oh, it's so incredible. Ben Shapiro founded Western civilization. He actually created Plymouth Rock, and he landed here. And he's going to tell us how our country needs to be, and Israel's our 51st state. Is this representative of American values? Because even if we've been involved in crazy wars and conquests and stuff, we don't do this to civilians. We don't, like, it's not our desired outcome, our desired goal to kill the maximum amount of civilian population as possible to make them terrorized and submit. That's the Israeli protocol. The Israelis are the ones that target water infrastructure, that target power infrastructure, that target food, use food as a weapon, which, like, goes without saying. If you don't know this, like, look more into it, read the Geneva Convention. Everything I just listed is a war crime. Okay, but those are the war crimes that we get involved with now. Because Israel is leading by their example. Okay, and we're the junior partner, would be the technical term in all of this. We're the junior partner, and that's not fair. Yeah, Hormuz closed, no oil or gas tankers moving since ceasefire. Only four ships have passed, all dry cargo. The doomsday clock on this just continues to tick. Every day that the ships don't start moving through there again, got to keep in mind these super tankers, they move at the speed of like a bicycle. You know, a bicycle or two. And we haven't even seen the major disruption yet because everything that's coming is, it was already on the way here earlier prior to this event. So, yeah. And then we got Trump with a little crazy NATO tweet here. And I don't like NATO. I want us to be out of NATO anyway. But the way all of this is being done, it's a bug, but it's being sold as a feature. NATO wasn't there. We needed them, and they won't be there if we need them again. Okay, I've got another article on this. I've got the Wall Street Journal article, and I'm going to keep the tweet up for a second, but I just want to go to this next. Trump team explores punishment for NATO countries that didn't support Iran war. And I'm going to read the rest of the tweet. They won't be there if we need them again. Remember Greenland, that big, poorly run piece of ice. So is now we're just going to go for broke. We're just going to try to take everything that we can right now. And people go, that's great. That's what I voted for. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, all right. Well, like, you notice how it's not just our hemisphere stuff that we did. And, you know, if Trump was just a crazy guy and he wanted to go do stuff and take over Venezuela or take over Greenland, I might not support it, but at least I could understand it. You can't want to do that stuff on top of doing the crazy World War III. Both in Ukraine and now with Iran as well. We're involved in like three different theaters of combat right now. It's just ridiculous. We're in a world war. I'm tired of it. You know, that's the message of the show today. It's like we're already in World War III, World War IV, World War V, World War XII, whatever you want to call it at this point. And I'm sitting here. I'm 23 years old. I'm riddled with stress. I'm bald because all my hair follicles have left me because of all the bad news I've had to witness in the media over the past 10 years. I would like to have a full head of hair. I'd like to have an economy that's great. I'd like to have money that's actually worth something in my pocket. You know, no inflation. I'd like to see Americans prioritize, like be able to go around the world like my parents and grandparents did and go a vacation in Europe and Asia and meet cool people and have real experiences and find out about the planet on the ground level. But because of what my government does, because of what people, not my parents, not my grandparents, but because of what people's parents and grandparents have voted for, we're in this situation now where it literally, like, it, I'm wearing the Iraq-Iran war shirt. Maybe we can get that up on the store real quick. I just want to make a point. I'm wearing this shirt. And the quote on here is from 1984, is the war is not meant to be the war was not meant to be won. The war was meant to be continuous. It's never supposed to stop. And then I talk to people like Jeremy on the show. I have him on and they tell me that all the presidents are bad and I'm just not old enough yet. And I have to accept it. I mean, can we believe this? And this is why, like, I was so happy when I saw Big Lee come out with this shirt. I really was. And this is like just this is an organic plug because I'm not even plugging her. I'm just telling the truth. I have tried to give these out to people. I have friends that have ordered these. This is just a key message people will see because you can't argue with what's on the shirt. Because everyone right now that's supporting this war, you ask them about the Iraq war, they're going to have to tuck tail and say they don't support it. And then you can point out the logical fallacy and inconsistency of that from day one. And that's why, like, we always had powerful apparel and merchandise. And like my dad's always said, like, wearing the InfoWars shirts is an adventure. And that's 100% true. That's not hyperbole. But I'm going to go ahead and get to the article. Trump team explores punishment for NATO countries that didn't support Iran war. Washington, the White House is considering a plan to punish some members of the NATO alliance that President Trump thinks were unhelpful to the U.S. and Israel during the Iran war. All right, and really quickly, just come back to me just for a second. We'll go back to the article. What were they supposed to do? What was France or the U.K. or whatever? Like, what are they supposed to do? I mean, we talk about Spain. Like, ooh, they didn't let us use their airspace. Now they're verboten forever, whatever. But like were they supposed to have ships in there sweeping for mines? We outsource a lot of our minesweeping capability to the European nations actually to have more of those ships than we do. Like, what do you want? So are you by saying this, like, if NATO was willing to join us from day one, would we just try to like hood jump Iran and just do a ground invasion with foreigners and other people and just hope they get dead too? It's all so sick. I'm going to go back to the article here. The proposal would involve moving U.S. troops out of NATO countries that are unhelpful to the Iran war effort and stationing them in countries that were more supportive. The proposal would fall short of President Trump's recent threats to fully withdraw the U.S. from NATO, which by law he can't do. The plan, which has circulated and gained support among senior administration officials in recent weeks, is early in conception, one of the several of the White House's plans that they're discussing to punish NATO. It underscores the growing rift between the Trump administration and European allies following the president's decision to launch the war with Iran. NATO secretary, just more of these people. And this is the guy, Mark Root. Come back to me just real quick. This guy, NATO defense secretary, also important. Literally, they call Trump daddy. You're like, oh, Papa's home, Daddy's home. Like, Daddy's gonna tell us what to do. He's also gay, so it's all just a whole thing, isn't it? The whole can of worms here. But we're gonna go ahead and get back into the article. It's quite sad that NATO turned their backs on the American people over the last 6 weeks when it's the American people who've been funding their defense. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt said Wednesday, "Okay, all right, we agree." We agree with that statement. All right. You know, it's quite sad that Trump and the Trump administration and the American government turned their backs on the American people over the last 6 weeks when it's the American people that have been funding the military. But they didn't want to do this and they voted for no war. And it's just, like, you can't, like, these people, they make these statements in isolation. And it makes me so mad because, like, this is them trying to give a logical answer for why they're doing what they're doing. So they're attempting to use logic, and this is logical. But if you have a brain that thinks like that, then on its face, you also have to call out the war for being insane, immoral, evil, ridiculous, war crimes, whatever you want to call it, right? I can't deal with the stupidity anymore. I really can't. It makes me, like, actually, like, it makes me want to, like, crash out. I want to throw the microphone at the TV right now. All right, on Wednesday evening, Trump wrote on Truth Social, "NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't even be there if we need them again." Okay. All right. We should have left a long time ago, man. So go ahead and do what you want to do, Unc. I actually kind of agree this time. The U.S. has around 84,000 troops stationed across Europe. Though the exact number varies from military exercises and rotational deployments, U.S. bases in Europe, critical hub, blah, 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 blah. It's all control. It's all the empire. It's all we're on top of your neck. We actually run your country. You're our vassal state. Oh, the heroic defense that we can provide. What defense? What are we going to do? Like, aid them in case they get ground invaded by another country? Oh, we're going to help you with missile defense? Oh, wait, we're out of those missiles. And if you have any left, you got to send them to Tel Aviv. You have to send the THAAD interceptors you might have. You have to send the Patriots you might have to Tel Aviv. That's more important than your country. Sorry, Japan. Sorry, South Korea. Ha, 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 F you. That's literally the message that we give our allies.
It couldn't be determined which countries would lose troops, yet a number of alliance members have run afoul of Trump since he returned to office and more recently attracted his ire by objecting to the war in Iran. Spain hasn't indicated that it will spend the 5% on NATO defense and that blocked U.S. planes. Italy also briefly blocked the use of a U.S. airbase in Sicily. And the French government agreed to only allow the U.S. to use a base in southern France after it guaranteed planes not involved in Iran strikes would land there. Trump said Monday that he was very disappointed with NATO and their unwillingness to support the U.S. on the Iran war is a mark on NATO that will never disappear. He has frequently lashed out at the alliance, blah, blah, blah. Last month, he posted to Truth Social, U.S. needs nothing from NATO. So do we need nothing from them, or they didn't help us and we're mad, so we're going to leave now? F you. There's no actual rhyme or reason to do any of these things. And hey, the saying is, right, a broken clock is right twice a day. I agree with this decision. I would love for us to be out of NATO. Like, screw Europe. Let them do what they're going to do. They want to censor and abuse their people. I mean, here's the reality. Here's what I really call for, and I've called for numerous times on the show. I mean, we had Amy Dangerfield on talking about Australia and the draconian hell pit they forced these amazing people of Australia to live under, these crazy laws. And like, why don't we blockade those places? Why don't we sanction countries that do that? Why don't we mandate that countries around the world have a freedom of speech? Does that sound cool? Does that sound like a political platform that you're interested in? How about a digital bill of rights for everybody so that we now, like, we have always had our rights, but they're enshrined now and they carried forward, outlined into law of the new digital age? How about privacy? How about respect? How about the ability to have free commerce, to use Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as legal tender? Like, there's a lot of really cool stuff we can do, guys. There's a lot of really cool stuff we can do, but we got to get out of the era where we're just stunlocked by these old people and we're living in their paradigm. Like they spend $11,500 a second, okay, for much more than 2 weeks, but just look at that for 2 weeks. That's 1,210,000 people, okay, that you could have just given at random. You could have given that money. You could have ended homeless veterans in America by giving them all homes. Literally with that money. Could have given them money for 5 years. It's we're going to have these things. Okay, we're going to work towards having these things. I'm going to spend my life working towards these things. I know you and the audience are as well. And we talk about all this stuff. It's not pie in the sky. It's actually very realistic. And I had someone in my live chat last night kind of talking to me about all this. And they were just... they were on the same page. They were anti-war. They were against the war, but it was so doom-pilling and it was so negative. And first off, like, the thing I just want to say to everybody, and I just said it, but like, the change starts with us, of course. But number two, like, there are solutions to all these things. And the biggest solution is we don't have to come up with some like MacGyver quantum AI computer thing that's going to solve all our problems. All we have to do is stop funding murder. Okay. Like, it's very simple. All we got to do is stop funding abortion. All we got to do is stop funding war. All we got to do is stop funding censorship and oppression and supporting countries that do that. All we got to do is be Americans. Like, it's so simple. And I think there are more people out there that know about what being an American means than they thought. You know, I think they thought a lot of people had forgotten about that. I think they thought a lot of people had just kind of brushed that to the side. We are here on this planet for a reason. We're here to be a beacon of truth, of liberty, of human rights and civil rights and values and expansion and technology and energy and love and a belief in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on all of us sinners. First of all, me, of course. We're all the worst of all sinners. I'm the worst of all sinners. Like, here's the thing. We don't have that attitude about ourselves. We don't have the humility to say that we're all wicked. Okay, we say we're all great. We're moral. We're secular. We're evolved. We're nothing matters to us anymore. It's all about the GDP, the stock market. The stock market, that's their God. They worship the stock market. That's their ball, right? They worship the stock market. And the GDP is not a metric for the success of the American people. The GDP and the stock market are success metrics for the people that are involved in the power structure, in the wheeling and dealing, in the criminal activity that runs our government and runs our economy, and the behavior that all these companies, especially these tech companies in the prediction markets, are engaged in is illegal on its face because it's a monopoly. Okay, it's a monopoly. And it's also insider trading and conflict of interest. This is what we stand against. Like I've said many times, you'll never see me take a Polymarket or Call She sponsorship. I know people that have. I'm not ragging on them. Like, it is a growing thing, whatever, whatnot. I totally get everybody's got to feed themselves at the end of the day, right? But I won't do that because I'm going to lobby for those things to be made illegal, okay? And, like, we need to have a very serious approach to things like that. I mean, you just look at gambling and how it's been legalized over the past 10 years, and you look at the amount of lives that services, I'll just call them like services like that, in my view, in my opinion, have caused. It truly is staggering, but that's because our country, we have the gambler's mindset. And the older people, they still think they can sit at the slot machine and they can press the button and eventually it's all going to work out and it's going to be 777. That ain't happening. And the young people that realize that, that demand solutions, that demand real actual change in this world, I'm here for you. We here at InfoWars have always been here for you. That's what being the tip of the spear means. It means being the first in the fight, the first in the battle, the first seeking that truth. And we're going to continue to do that. I'm really excited about the new network. I'm really excited about everything that's going to go on there. And keep in mind, I'm going to be doing this show, which ends on Friday. I'm doing this time slot going forward every single day. I'll be here Monday through Friday. I'm calling it My American Journal or New American Journal. I have an account for it. I need to get my computer out and check what the at is. And if y'all can follow it, that would be amazing. But you can just go to my profile right now. That's Rex Jones News on Twitter. I'm going to be live every single morning for y'all. And I really appreciate the love and the support and everybody here because we got a common goal. Our goal is to make the world better. Our goal is to have solutions. And I also just want to tell you right now, thealexjonesstore.com, you're going to want to go there. But look, we got the profile up there right now. If you want to go up there and you want to follow Rex Jones News on Twitter, I'll be live every morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. from now on, doing the New American Journal on X. Really appreciate that. Thank you, crew. We got thealexjonesstore.com. We got a phenomenal array of vitamins, minerals, nutritional supplements, apparel, equipment, high quality tactical daggers, knives, blades, anything and everything you need. You're going to want to go to thealexjonesstore.com. And it's so amazing. There are incredible folks out there like Bigley that aren't loyal to, you know, any sort of political figure or whatever, but they're loyal to the truth and they're loyal to victory. They're loyal to what's real. They're loyal to what the people want. And that's why we're proud to work with them and do stuff with them going forward and just into the future. I got to just say, I love Bigley and I'm proud to work with them. I know my dad is as well. So thank you all. We will be right back. I've got more news in the rundown. I've got crazy news on the domestic front as well. We're going to talk some pretty sketchy stuff going on with some political figures going on into the future. But thank you for being here with me. I will see you after the break. Rex Jones News, American Journal. I love you all. See you soon.
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house were put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification and the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, We have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theallisonstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theallisonstore.com, and I thank you for your support.